Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
What you have to know about me and cars, too, is that I like to keep my cars forever. I had my last Jeep Wrangler. I had it for 12 years. Mm-hmm. Before that, I had a Chevy Blazer. I had that for, I think, 10 years or something.
Ever.
I just, like, buy one car, and I drive it forever, and then I sell it.
Yeah.
And so to now have a blown motor after only 4 years and 70,000, 75,000 miles.
It's wild.
It is wild. Brown sludge. They don't know what caused it. Warp block. It's been in the shop.
It sounds awful to me.
They can't find a replacement motor.
Well, I found one, but whatever.
Yeah, but I don't want what.
I don't think the dealership can go on eBay and get motors.
Yeah, I don't think they can. Yeah, they need factory authorized.
Well, do you want to drive your car, or don't you?
Hold on, we have a.
You want a back alley motor or not?
We have a service advisor, Kennedy. Ed is from Rentham. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning.
So, are you my service advisor? Are you from Grava?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right. What's your advice?
You said you were paying a lot of money for a rental vehicle, right?
Well, to be honest with you, they got me a good rate. It's like $35 a day, but it's been 6 weeks now. It's going to be $1,000 a month for a car.
Yeah. So are you in a Chrysler Jeep Dodge product as a rental?
No, because they don't have them as rentals. They use a rental car agency. They have a deal with a rental car agency.
All right, so if the dealership doesn't have a rental to put you in, that's a Chrysler Jeep Dodge product.
Yeah.
If you can contact an Enterprise or a Hertz,
yeah,
they have an account with Enterprise or Hertz that they can get that special, that's probably how they got that special rate. If you get a Chrysler Jeep Dodge product, they can submit for that to cover the cost of that rental.
So you don't have a motor for me is what you're saying.
I don't have a motor, no. But I understand it's probably on back order, which is very frustrating. It's a big issue across the industry, back order parts. But they can cover that cost of the rental for
you
100%.
Aren't they making new Jeep Gladiators? Can't they just stop the production line for a second and take that motor out of that new one and send that to me? Isn't that how that works, Kennedy?
Of all the things I know, that is not on my list.
Unfortunately, no.
That doesn't help. I appreciate
it. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you. I didn't think about that. You got to drive the type of vehicle from
I never would have thought that.
Yeah, yeah, never would have crossed my mind. I appreciate that. Hannah's from Randolph, Kennedy, and this is the scariest thing I think I've ever heard. Forget about blowing your motor. Good morning. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Tell everybody what happened while you were driving your vehicle.
Well, this was when I was 17, so I knew even less about cars than I know now. But I knew that when I was driving and the steering wheel came off into my hand, that wasn't right.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
Well, luckily, I was on some of the back roads of the Cape. So it was, you know, not a busy road, but it was the summer, so... I was just in the middle. I was in the middle of taking a turn, so my car was literally like perpendicular to the road.
Oh my God!
And I just had to turn it off because it was that or hit a telephone pole. So I called a tow truck, and the company, the repair shop, had my car for 2 weeks. And then I get a call, and they said, you know, we can't get into the garage. And I said, whatever do you mean? And they said, well, the wheel won't turn. And I said, there is no wheel.
That's why it's there, you see.
What were you driving that the steering wheel just came off? That sounds like a Looney Tunes bit.
This was a 2003 Chevy Malibu.
Oh, that is so scary. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Nobody got hurt because my palms are sweating just thinking about it.
That is wild.
I don't want to drive today now. Thank you, Carson. As if my anxiety isn't bad enough all by itself.
Panic-inducing segment.
Tracy, good morning.
Hi, Carson. How are you?
Doing good. So we've had green goop in a motor. I had brown sludge in my motor. And you were traveling to Maine for Thanksgiving. What happened?
Yeah, so I was probably about 10, 15 minutes from my mom's house, and I heard this big bang. I was like, huh, did I just hit something in the road? Got to my mom's house, got out of the car, smelled kind of funny, and didn't think anything about it. Went to go move my car the next day and had a really hard time getting it to move. So I called AAA, had it towed to the local Honda dealership. Honda, so very reliable car. And they called me after they did their assessment, and they're like, we have never seen this before, but your transmission is shot. I blew my transmission. I didn't hit anything. It just went. He's like, I'm so amazed that you were actually able to get to your mom's house.
Was it under warranty?
Funny thing. So I had a 60,000-mile warranty. It was when it ended. It was at 59,000 miles.
Oh, you got lucky.
So I just made it.
Because that sounds so expensive.
At least you weren't in Maine when this happened.
Right?
Sounds convenient.
Yeah. So, I ended up taking my sister's car home. And then when my car was ready, she went and picked up my car. And then we got to see each other at Christmas and made the swap back to each other's normal cars.
Thanks for sharing the story, Tracy. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.